Your source for everything paranormal. Para X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
All those things you've been wondering about? Are you ready to go deeper into the realms of the unknown? I hope you've got your walking shoes on, because life is an adventure, and this is the journey. Come on, let's go.
Hey, welcome to the show, everyone. It's Wednesday night, and this is the Journey Radio Show. I'm your host, Jen Cruz. And, of course, we're showing up as the She Squatchers. I've got Jenna Grover on the line with me. Hey, Jenna.
Hello, Jen.
Hi. So, we're on the road.
Yes, we are.
We have been driving all day, and we're en route to the ECBRO, Virginia Bigfoot Conference, in Fishersville, Virginia, which happens on June 30th and July 1st, Fishersville, Virginia. So we're really excited to get there, but it is a super long drive for us. And we have plastered our car with all kinds of She Squatchers stuff. We've got a big sign on both sides of the car and a big foot on the back. And we've been wearing some She Squatchers gear as we stop along the way, and people are just noticing. And I mean, we stopped at Subway and the girl behind the counter even asked us a question about it. And we're like, really? You're looking out the window at the car? And she thought we were from Idaho because we have a rental car that has Idaho plates on it. So thought we'd come tonight. We'd share a little bit about our adventure as we journey across the United States. I think it's more than a 20-hour drive for us.
Wow.
And see how people react to us as we're going. And sometimes people will tell us what they think about Bigfoot, or they'll share their Bigfoot stories with us as we're going along. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. And then we have a special guest. Surprise, surprise, from Fishersville, Virginia. We've got Daniel Benoit. Hey, Daniel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Woo! So Daniel is the organizer of this great event that we're on our way to get to. And so we thought we'd invite him to come on the show tonight and share with us a little bit about what people are saying. What's the gossip going on in Fishersville?
Well, tell you what, first of all, let me mention that they are a lot of excited people. Not just those who are planning on attending. Our vendors alone are just won't stop talking about it. This is very new to a lot of people. Now, I will mention, here in the state of Virginia, there's been another group that has put on conventions. But you know what? Nothing compares to what we got going on. This is our first annual event, and we got a great lineup of speakers, vendors, food vendors, and then we got some entertainment that will be part of this event as well. This event itself is going to be educational. But as far as, people just... I mean, I see posts left and right on social media, people bragging about they're going, and telling their friends they're going and trying to get others to go. And tell you what, you ladies happen to be some talk of the town, that's a safe way to put it. I think what it is, people are finding it fascinating that, they're learning that, man, there's women that go out looking for Bigfoot alone. Never mind a group of guys. I mean, here's some women. They're Bigfooters, so that kind of, to me, it does appear that it's got some curious minds sparked up here. And it's drawing the attention to a lot of people, and is kind of drawing them in to come check it out. So, yeah, as far as you girls, I think you guys... I'm going to have you here more often every year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds great. I know that we've felt very, very welcomed online. Everybody seems to be reacting to us quite quite well, and we feel really welcomed. I know Jennifer McDaniel said that one of her friends in Kentucky is trying to get to Virginia just so he can meet us.
Aww.
And I thought, oh, that's so sweet. So that was pretty neat. So, you know, today when we were driving, you know, we had a lot of looks of people driving past us, passing us on the interstate, looking at us, and going, what?
Driving in the middle of the road trying to look at us?
Wondering what She Squatchers is all about, yeah. I'm sure.
Wow.
We stopped at a gas station, and it was kind of funny because Jenna went inside to use the bathroom, and I was supposed to fill up the gas tank. And I couldn't figure out how to get the gas tank open.
Oh, it was probably down on the floor on the driver's side, right?
Yep. And here's me trying to pull it open, trying to do special push it open. Is it a pop open thing? And I looked for a button and I couldn't see one. And I said, screw it, I'm going into the bathroom. Jenna can figure it out. She's the man of the family here.
I'm a farmer's daughter, true and true. Doggone it, give me a problem and I'll fix it.
In lack of a man, I asked Jenna, fix this.
Oh, funny.
So I went into the bathroom. I said, Jenna, I can't figure out how to open it. And you're the man in the family here. Go get it.
And guess what I did? I went out there, opened the door, and there it was.
Wow.
So then I, you know, went out and we filled up the gas tank, right? And I went back in to pay for it. And I get up to the counter, and there are three people working behind the counter. It was two women and a man. And the two that were further away from the counter where I went to the register where I went to pay, they came closer. And the older of the ladies said, oh, we got to know, what's this about? The She Squatchers, what is that? And I said, that's us. And they're like, well, yeah, but what is it? And I said, we go looking for Bigfoot. And they're like, no way. Really?
And, and what state is this in?
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
We were, what was that, Wisconsin Dells?
It was, yeah, close to Wisconsin,
Wisconsin Dells. Which is about 7 hours drive away from where we live. So, you know, these people in the gas station were just freaking out. And they wanted to know, do you really go looking for Bigfoot? And I go, yeah, just us girls, without men, without dogs or weapons. And they're like, no! You go out by yourselves? I'm like, yeah. And then they're like, and I go, do you have any Bigfoot stories for us? And they're like, what? I go, I'm sure there's Bigfoot around here. You have lots of trees and water. Do you have any Bigfoot stories? Have you heard anything? And they're like, no, but we want to hear what you have. You know, have you really seen anything? They really were really curious, and they were just,
wow. I mean,
there was a kind of a little bit of crowd of people that were coming in. They were gassing up. They were listening in. And so we were just freaking out. Sometimes when we stopped at a gas station, and people were kind of near our car, standing there looking. They were looking at the thing on the car that says SheSquatchers.com. And it's a big, I'm sure you saw the picture. It's a pretty big magnet that goes on the car. It's very noticeable, let's say the least. And we have one on both sides of the car and then a Bigfoot on the back. So people are noticing. And we kind of like that because people will come right up and tell us stuff. If they're a believer in Bigfoot, they want to know what we're doing. What's this about? No, it's not really slippers. We don't sell slippers. And they're just fascinated by the idea that we're women and we go out in the woods and we do that. And we're like, yeah, we really do that. And they want to know if we've ever found anything. Do we really think Bigfoot is real? And where? And they're usually really shocked when they hear that it's closer to home than they think.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, there was something I was going to ask you. It kind of slipped my mind. It may come back. But this is slightly off that. But during the event, I did want to ask you... because I was talking to Mike Miller earlier, and I wanted to ask you, and I'll probably try to go through and ask everyone as far as speakers go. Now, while every speaker is doing their presentation, I will be there watching everybody, listening, and I do plan on doing some filming. Would that be an issue? for you girls?
While we're presenting?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. Now, the reason Mike was asked if I was going to be doing that, because, you know, they plan on playing their recordings, their audio. And because I know he was explaining to me that they have it copyrighted and everything. And in a way, they almost don't mind if I do. It's just they don't want it getting into the wrong hands. And, of course, I was explaining to him. I said, well, with my camcorder being as far back as I am, I mean, I should be able to pick up everybody's, you know, audio pretty clear. But I don't know how, even if I was to record through the sounds, I don't know how that would come across. I could always edit it out, too, because I, you know, I edit all my videos before I upload them to my YouTube channel and all that good stuff. But, yeah, so I was just curious about that.
You're just going to show clips from the presentations, right? You're not going to, like, broadcast the whole presentation, are you?
I think people would
have a problem with that.
Well, yeah.
If they're traveling from place to place, you know, that's their presentation.
Yeah. Well, okay, I see what you're saying. But, yeah, I may do segments of it. I definitely want to get, you know, basically video footage of the whole area, show everybody what's going on, you know, what kind of turnout we're having. And basically more for bragging rights.
Right.
You know, show everybody, hey, this is what people came for. People, you know, I want to get people on footage, you know, enjoying themselves and what to look forward for the years to come.
Right.
And for those who ain't there, say, hey, look, this is what you're missing, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So,
yeah, you definitely don't want to broadcast the whole presentations of people. I don't think we would be open to that. But getting clips would be great.
Oh, okay, yeah.
For, like, using as commercials or teasers for next year. You know, right. Otherwise, what's the point in coming if you can just watch it online for free?
Right? Meeting everybody, Jen. That's what everybody's coming for, right?
Well, that's true, too. If they're coming to meet people. And at least that's what happened with us before, where people are, hey, we really wanted to meet you guys and talk with you. And I don't know if that's... I guess I haven't asked any male Bigfooters if that's what happens with them at these conventions.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Well, as far as other people coming out, I believe it does. I mean, yeah, people that will turn up, you know, and they've heard about you or they follow you on social media and that, you know. I was actually surprised when I went to Ohio. I went there as a guest, you know, to attend the event, you know. And, you know, and the thing is, there's people that knew me that I was like, you know, I don't recognize people in person sometimes. That's why I'm telling people, you know, a lot of people looking forward to come out and meet me. You know, and I was like, well, please introduce yourself because I'm afraid I'm not going to recognize you. And, you know, one thing, my mind's going to be everywhere. I'm going to be, you know, busy, I'm sure. But, yeah, I mean... Even as somebody attending another event, there's people that recognize you. Say, man, I'm glad to meet you. You know, this is cool. And so, you know, so meeting your online friends in person for the first time is actually very exciting, you know. And especially come together with these type of events with other like-minded people. You feel like you're reuniting with a family, your other side of, your family that's outside of your blood, you know. So
definitely. Well, you know, I do have to interrupt and say I really like the way that you're saying that you like them to introduce themselves to you, because that makes a big difference. Because, like you said, it's hard to recognize people. So if you're listening and you're coming to the event, make sure to introduce yourselves to everyone that you get to meet, you know, everybody you know and maybe even don't know. So just remember to introduce yourselves, because our minds are on many things when we're there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I even may mention that in the beginning because I do plan on giving a opening presentation speech, you know, before you girls start and before I hand over the mic to Zach. So yeah, these are things I'll probably jot down and write, you know, just to mention. Yeah, I mean, my presentation is going to be a free speech. I'm not going to have a speech written down. It's just basically welcome everybody and let everybody know what we got going on, you know. The other thing is, too, upon entry, when people walk in, I have actually thought about having pamphlets to hand out with basically printed out schedules for presentations. Kind of like if you go to church, you get the bulletin, you know, and it has the rundown of everything that's going to be said or you know, stuff like that. So I may have bulletin sheets printed out, you know, like I said, with the schedule and, you know, things that are what to look for at the event, you know, things like that, and make sure everybody is respectful while people are giving presentations, such as that, you know. Because there's gonna be people shopping around with the vendors, and then you're gonna have people paying attention to the speakers at the same time. So, yeah. So, I know there's just gonna be a lot of excitement there. So,
there sure is a lot of excitement online right now. Like you said, there are everybody's talking about coming this weekend. So it sounds like it's gonna be an awesome, really, really good event.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know the Ohio Bigfoot Conference takes place every year, and it's an awesome event. And just from the one time I attended, I really enjoyed it. But just from seeing, you know, what I'm doing, everybody that's getting, you know, there's a lot of people getting excited. I don't know if it's because it's our group, that, you know, the ECBRO that's putting on, or if it's happening because it's happening here in Virginia or what, but it could be my lineup of speakers. People are excited for all you guys, and you know, especially I'm bringing different people. I got a different lineup than what most would normally bring. You know, I got a combination of different points of views, different minds, people with different insight, you know, and that's what I want to do. I want people to share things. There's going to be other speakers that they're not going to come and tell you, well, I don't agree with that, because they're not going to be like that, because after getting to know these speakers and talking with them one-on-one, these people are very respectful to others, and I think at the same time, they're going to appreciate hearing what others will have to say, you know? Mm-hmm. So that, to me, that means a lot, you know? Yeah, where everybody gets along, you know, regardless mm-hmm. of point of views and, you know, all that good stuff, so... Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that we wanted to ask you about was the Bigfoot hike on Friday night. So this Bigfoot hike that's going on before the event even starts, you know, what if, I know it starts at, 3:30?
Yes. What it is anybody who plans on attending that, they are to meet up in the venue parking lot by 3 p.m. And by 3:30, we will head out to the location. That way, you know, by 3 o'clock, everybody's got a half hour to get there. And I think we are expecting a nice little crowd. Not really entirely sure on that. But, we are expecting a decent turnout for the hike. And the location where we're going, it is part of the National Forest. It is in a very squatchy area. In this particular area, there has been reports. I personally have experienced quite a bit in there, both verbally. I've had large rocks thrown at me, continuous tree knocks and responses. You know, so there's a lot of little things I could, you know, share. I have found tracks in this area. So I believe it's safe to say that it is a very active area, and this hike is being led and organized by Mr. Fred Canny. He agreed to do this, because he knows the area very well. It's, you know, his area. He's been covering for a long time. I know it personally myself very well, but you know, and so he agreed to take responsibility to lead the hike. So, which that's going to be another thing. Fred is actually having Jeep problems. His Jeep is broke down at the moment, so I will actually be picking him up and bringing him out there for that morning. So,
Has Fred ever led one of these expeditions before, or?
Well, he's had other people out at camp. He's had other people out there. He's led me and a couple others on hikes and stuff. But as far as a crowd, I'm not sure exactly how that will work. Mm-hmm. If it's a big enough crowd, maybe me and him will split up. You know, maybe I'll take some people and he can take some people. And the one thing for those who plan on staying there later in the evening, into the dark, one thing I know he recommends is everybody hanging out, sitting, chilling at camp. Because there's a lot that can be heard And he said he claims there's a lot to be seen around the camp at night. But I know the camp spot where I usually camp is actually basically right next to him. And I've heard quite a bit around there. I can't say I've seen anything, but I've heard things around there. My daughter, when I camped there with my daughter, she had claimed to have seen eyeshine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, looking right at us. And from what she described, it wasn't no deer. It wasn't a bear. So, because before that, we were hearing movement right behind our camp. It sounded like somebody or a couple people were running back and forth in the bushes. And so after where she said she saw eyeshine staring at her, I was like, wow, that's awesome. So, but the next day, we actually gone into the location where she said she saw the eyeshine. And you could see that there was something standing there. Because there was impressions, flat impressions in the leaves. So yeah, there's, I believe it's safe to say there is squatches there. it's just too much there. I personally have seen and experienced to say otherwise. Like I said, I've heard a couple of experiences from hunters. I mean, the reports are older. I mean, they're not old hearing them from me, but according to when they had their sightings, it's happened a long time ago, but it was still in that area. So, so this location, it's part of the National Forest, which connects to the Parkway, which is the Blue Ridge Mountains. So,
and how long, Daniel, did you say that this was going to last so people know what time it's going to be done?
As far as the hike goes, the hike, well, there is a couple people I spoke to that do plan on camping, and some of them do plan on camping there, so they are going to be staying there overnight. They could camp all week in there through the whole duration of the conference, because the conference June 30th and July 1st. The other special thing is what happens after the conference. July 2nd through the 7th, we will be having our annual ECBRO Bigfoot Camping Expedition, which is also in the National Forest, but in a totally different location, but roughly a good 40 minutes away from that location. And that should be interesting, you know. So I'm not sure what the attendance is looking like on that. So that will be kind of a, you know, play by ear kind of thing. So, yeah.
Well, I know that we weren't going to be able to stay for that. We have another speaking engagement back in Minnesota for Bigfoot Day celebration at Reamer, Minnesota, which the town calls it themselves the home of Bigfoot.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It first started out a few years ago when Finding Bigfoot did a show based on that area. And so we were invited, the producers of Finding Bigfoot actually contacted us and asked us if we would come by and visit. So we did, and that's how, when we met all of, well, we met the producers first. Before they even, the cast members even got there. And then we went, you know, they asked us to come by also when they were going to be there. So we went to the whole event, kind of a last minute deal. And got to meet everybody in person, you know, Bobo and Renee and Matt Moneymaker and Cliff Brackman. And got to visit with them a little bit. They were interested to find out what we'd experienced in Minnesota. Or even in that area. So it was interesting to visit with them, like, kind of off the record, because they talk a little bit about things that I don't necessarily think they talk a lot about on their show. So that was interesting to just visit with them about that, about the things that a lot of people reported to them that they don't necessarily talk a lot about on their show. So that was fun. That was, like, inside information.
Oh.
but that them coming and doing a show there kind of sparked this yearly event that they are doing called Bigfoot Day. So we have to go back for that, and we're speaking at their event. So otherwise, I don't know if we could have made it work anyway. We're kind of far from home, but we're excited to do a hike out there.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome that you guys will be joining that. Just for the record, I was just looking at my my ticket app on my phone, because I just had another email notification that 3 tickets just sold. Today alone, that makes 6 tickets just today. And, you know, this whole past week, to add to that, that's 21 tickets for this whole, well, since 16 tickets since, what, Monday? Yeah. Sunday or Monday, I can't remember. But yeah, we got tickets are jumping right now. It looks like a lot of people are jumping on tickets at the last minute. Because one thing we are, according to the way the online app for the tickets are set up, people can buy their tickets at the last minute by, well, not at the last minute, but the 28th is the cutoff date. They got up to the 28th to buy tickets. And one thing, in the post, the event, venue itself, they have this on their event, listings, where they are announcing for us too that you could buy tickets at the door. I just want everybody to know tickets will be available at the door. So, I have 200 tickets printed out right now. I need to print out more, which I hope to do that by tomorrow. So tomorrow, no. Friday.
Daniel, do they save any money if they buy them online?
Yes, they do. They save $10 per ticket.
So that's a big saving. So if you guys are coming, you better buy your tickets online before you go. If you're cheap
buy
like
tomorrow,
me.
buy tomorrow. So
absolutely. Definitely.
Today and tomorrow you get the $10 off. So get on it, everybody. So where do they find that?
Well, they could go to the website itself, our official event website, which is virginiabigfootcon.com. And if they browse through the website, they will see the ticket link there. Or they could go to our Facebook page, our event Facebook page, which is the ECBRO, First Annual Virginia Bigfoot Conference. And you go, we're right there where the option give you where it says book now. That's our. They'll direct you right to our Eventbrite website where our tickets are sold. And all you have to do is buy your general admission tickets. And if you want to buy tickets, we do have, which I never really advertised or promoted this, even though it's listed. It's been listed, and we've actually sold one. They cost, as of right now, I believe it's like $200 for a. It's a VIP pass, basically for a lifetime membership to attend any future event, and I'm nice. Actually, yeah, I will be included in benefits involved with that. As of right now, one thing that may help promote it is one guest could bring as many as he wants or she wants. So, for $200. So, yeah.
That's a little much.
Yeah. So, what if they start bringing like 50 people with them? You better put a limit on that, Daniel.
Well, maybe I will. Maybe I'll do a 10 person limit. You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow. So, well, that sounds interesting. That's for sure.
The $200 price, it depends on how much people will pay attention, because I do want to add other benefits to it where they may get shirts, you know. So I may up the price to kind of wreck, if I'm going to include shirts, I need to make sure I'd be able to provide them with the cost of their paying. So
it would be neat for you to get autographed shirts.
Autographed shirts, yeah.
For them. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea. There's a lot I got to look into, so yeah.
Well, we're going to be going to a break here pretty soon, but when we come back, I'd like to ask you a few questions about the Bigfoot in your area in comparison to perhaps the Bigfoot back home for us in Minnesota.
Okay.
Like their habitats and whatnot. So we can get into a little bit more of that so we can adjust to your area a little bit more as we get closer and closer to Virginia. As we travel along. So we're going to take a 2-minute break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
My name is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. I am the producer and host of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. I am a published author, academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast who holds 4 advanced degrees with an interest in parapsychology and life after death issues. I have written about and encountered nearly 100 situations involving the paranormal, with my most frightening experience being a floor-length mirror cycling around in front of me in a haunted room I had stayed in. I invite you to tune in Thursday evenings at 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Journey Radio Show, and when we're not online, live like we are right now, you can find us at thejourneyradioshow.com. And hey, we're the She Squatchers, so check us out at SheSquatchers.com and click on our event page to see where we're headed. We've got lots of things planned, and right now we're currently en route. We're coming to you live from Madison, Wisconsin.
Woohoo!
And we're en route to Virginia from Fargo, North Dakota. Yeah, you betcha. But we've been driving through Wisconsin and Minnesota all day today, and I tell you what, there is so many squatchy areas around here. It's just crazy. So many trees and so many wetlands. And, you know, up where we're searching in northern Minnesota, we're seeing a lot of, you know, tree structures, stick structures. And there's not, in a lot of the areas that we're looking, there is no option for caves unless they're digging underground. And that's not really a cave then, in my book. That's just an underground den. What would you call it, Daniel?
What was it now?
If it's not like a cave structure that's already existing, but what if they dig underground and have an underground structure, like just under the ground?
Like a burrow? Yeah, like a burrow den. That would be a den, because bears do that. Bears will dig in so far and burrow in, creating a den. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, we're seeing a lot of is they're up in the trees.
Hmm.
Up.
Like, I've heard of that.
Huh? What did you say?
As far as hearing them up in the trees, I've heard I know Freddie Canny has reported that. I personally have not. But yeah, I have heard of that. So, I wanted to read off a couple comments. This is kind of off the subject, but this is about what you were talking about earlier when you were asking on what people are saying about. This is actually in regards to the list, a list that I had posted for somebody who had asked for the lineup of speakers.
Oh, okay.
This was just the other day, or actually early today. After I posted it, the gentleman said, "Okay, thanks, Daniel." Then a Miss Barbara Locke said, "Daniel Benoit, glad to see the female group in your lineup." And I said, "Yeah, Barbara Locke, yes, we will have a lot of females participating in this event, not just as speakers, but vendors, etc." And then, of course, the gentleman that asked for it, he responded after that. He said, "Lots of females is always a good thing."
Aww. he's very smart.
Yeah. Yeah, his name's Ricky Phillips. He'll be attending the event. So he's
Hi,
a
Ricky.
Yeah, he's a local out of Virginia. So
is he the one that Squatchman was talking to on Facebook?
I'm not sure. I don't know where the conversation was, but yeah, Ricky Phillips, he's I think he's coming out of it says Summit Point, West Virginia, but I don't know. I thought he was a Virginia resident. Like, he's from Virginia here, but So, yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to read that off to you. I didn't mean to get off topic there, but I wanted I haven't come across that, and I wanted to share that with you guys. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I saw, you know, when we had our post up about coming to Virginia, we had some pretty interesting comments on our post.
Oh, yeah.
Even the Sasquatch monster truck guy was on there talking about the meetus, possibly.
That's awesome.
And somebody had told him that we were coming, and so he came on and was talking to us on the comments, and they're talking about maybe coming over and seeing us as a PR thing to hook up with the Sasquatchers or something. I don't know if he's coming or not, but hey, would be so cool.
That would be so awesome if he brought a Sasquatch truck and offered to give people rides.
Ooh, that would be really neat.
I would have to talk to the venue, see if they could let him use the lower dirt field, because that's what they use that for every year, the monster trucks right there.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, at the venue that we're having at, they have rodeos. They have the monster trucks here every year. Our venue has all the biggest happening, you know, a lot of the most biggest outdoor events, and we have rodeos, you know, flea markets. They have everything there. They've had several famous people attend these events and stuff. Duck Dynasty, they have all attended there. Other, they do pro wrestling in there, everything. So it's a big facility. And, I mean, of course you got the one main building, you got the front center entrance, which goes into the main massive building. Ours is the second largest one, which is going to be the first one you drive up to, when you first pull into the parking lot. If you're facing the front of the building, ours is to the far left. So, and it's called the addition building, the addition. So, because originally we were set up in the smaller one, which only holds up to 500 something people. But then it was actually the venue management, after me telling them how many vendors were starting to pick up, he said, it sounds like you might need more room. You're not going to be able to fit all of them like that the way you are talking. So he brought me into the other room and showed me, and I was like, wow, this is big. And it wasn't that much more. I mean, I was already pretty much paid up on my thing. I said, how much more for this one? He said, just $200 more. And so I had it on me at the time. Let's do it, you know. So, but
so we have plenty of room.
Yeah, it should be, absolutely. If there isn't, I don't see how that would be possible. We should have more than enough room. You know, as far as the way we're going to set up the tables for the presentations and the stage, I'm not sure exactly how that's going to do quite yet. It would be nice. I was actually thinking about two things. I was thinking about either dividing that section off, which wouldn't make sense because everybody who gets in there is paying for their ticket. So I may leave that open, where even the people at their tables could still view and listen, because it's going to be enough, you know, there'll be speakers and audio system there where, you know, everybody should be able to hear. Excuse me. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting setup. I'm curious to see how we're going to figure it out, how to set up the layout, you know. So that's why hopefully there's other people there to help me kind of figure out what would be best, you know. So
I suppose there's so much to think about, so many decisions, and
oh my, you know. Yeah, there's quite a few decisions, and you know, some things we'll make a decision on one thing and it could change, you know, somewhere down the road, and you know, and I don't know. At this point, I try not to think about it. I usually sounds like I'll wait till the day of and just let it go with the flow, you know. You know.
I guess that's the good way to do it. That's the
yeah.
way to do it. So we wanted to know what to expect, like what kind of environments are we looking at here? Are we looking up? Are we looking down? Are we looking for caves? What's going on in Virginia?
Well, I mean, I will tell you this, during the conference, you won't be looking for nothing because it's all open. I mean, if you're either going to be inside or if you're outside, you're looking at open sky because it's a big, massive parking lot right there. And then grass fields, you know, that's all part of the venue property. But in that particular area right there, there's no woods there. There's farms that surround it. And if you want to go to the woods from there, like I said, the location where the hike is the nearest location to get you to the woods. And as you approach, as you get close to the woods from a distance, you actually get a good view of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And you'll, you know, you can get lost in there very easily if you don't know your way around. Yeah, depends on what part of the forest you go into. I mean, we got a little bit of everything. We got, what do you call it? You know, there's some areas that have a lot more your oaks and maples. Then you got some areas that are full of mountain laurel. And you got areas that are full of pines. It's kind of patchy here and there. Some areas have nothing but, you know, some of the woods are sectioned with nothing but all your tall pines and everything.
So what do you think, Daniela? Do you think they live underground? Do you think they live up in the trees? Or do you think they have caves?
Well, I believe, my honest opinion, I believe it could be a combination. The reason is because there's a lot of cave structures throughout the you know, natural forest. I personally have come across a few of them. Small ones. You know, some of them are up on higher ledges. Some of them are, you know, pretty well hidden. There's a lot of dens I've come across. Now, for the record, you know, some of these may be occupied by bears and coyotes. We have tons of coyotes in here. And Virginia alone, it has a high population of the black bears. We have a lot of black bears in Virginia. And so as far as
seeing, they were pretty skittish, right?
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying we do have a lot of them. I've had quite a few encounters seeing them, both day and night, you know. And as far as seeing anything up in a tree, I have seen a black bear in a tree. You know, I had never seen a squatch in a tree, but I have seen black bears in a tree. You know, so I don't know. The other thing to watch out for too, which, you know, a lot of people know and a lot of people do believe, and some, a lot of them have seen. And then on the other hand, you have quite the opposite, where some don't believe and some never seen. But we do have mountain lions here in Virginia. I do believe they're very rare. Maybe I shouldn't say rare, but more elusive, very elusive. Mm-hmm. I have seen one myself. Now, the closest thing to the only cat I ever got on my trail camera, besides a domestic cat, mm-hmm. was I've gotten bobcat on my trail cameras before, and but I do know for a fact there is mountain lions there. So that's okay. Something else to be.
So here's a question. When people go out on the hike, should they bring maybe a whistle or anything with them, or do you think that's all going to be taken care of?
Well, I'm going to be honest. When you're with a crowd, as far as anything like a mountain lion, which is pretty much a stealthy hunter, or bear, for one thing, bears, you know, they're going to avoid people at all costs. They are, you know, bears do not want to be, you know, bothered by people. Usually they smell you long before you see them. But, you know, hiking in a group, the only thing I would be concerned about, especially if it's going to be nice, warm, sunny days, watch out for snakes. That would be the only thing I would be concerned about, to be honest with you.
What kind of snakes do you have in Virginia?
There you go.
Well, to start off with the non-poisonous ones, we have just the king and rat snakes, which they get very long. They get about 5-6 feet long.
They're called what?
Yeah. King snakes and rat snakes, they're very long black snakes. That's what they are. I've stumbled across them quite a few times. I've walked out of the woods all to the tree line, and I'll be standing there, and I'll have one. I've had one sitting right there by my foot one time. By the time I noticed it, it scared the heck out of me, but they... Mm-hmm. They're not going to bother you if you try to pick them up. They will bite, but they're non-venomous. And now, one thing people got to understand, a non-venomous snake, even though they're non-venomous, they bite you. There is bacteria that can still get you sick off their fangs. But yeah, one thing I tell people, don't even try to kill them because they are actually an ally to us because they do kill off venomous snakes. The other most popular snake we have here in Virginia that is poisonous is the copperhead. Oh, yeah. Copperheads, and we do have a lot of rattlesnakes. So, and as far as rattlesnakes, I've seen them. And most average ones I've seen were probably 3 to 4 feet long. There's some people in the area, I've seen pictures of them that are taken in the surrounding area, and I couldn't believe it, but they were between 5 and 6 feet long. That's very rare for them to get that big around here, but they do average between 3 and 4 feet long. So some of them are fat, some of them are just, you know, skinny. But copperheads, they're very common. If you got a lot of leaves on the ground, orange brown leaves, they blend in so easily. Because I know I've almost stepped on one time, and right before I landed that foot, it was curled up, ready to ready to make its move. And I jumped back several feet with one leap. You know, I was standing on one foot, and I managed to make my way clear. But rattlesnakes. The main thing is watch out for rocky areas. Rocky warm areas where they could be, a lot of times, wood piles and stuff like that, turning over logs. It all depends, but.
So what should people wear on this hike?
Well, if Fred keeps everybody on the trails, because, the trails are pretty safe to walk on, where you could experience quite a bit on these trails. As far as the trail, you can wear shorts if you want to. You can. That's totally up to you. But when I go hiking, if I plan on a hike, I wear my, my camouflage cargo pants and, they're loose and comfortable. You'll probably see me wearing them at the event. I'm going to dress comfortable. I'm not going to try to dress to impress. So I'll be wearing my camouflage cargo pants with my brand new Skechers I just bought today. So.
Ooh, brand new. What color?
They're brown. They're kind of a hiking shoe, but they're very comfortable Skechers. I love them. It's my first pair of Skechers I ever owned, so I'm really liking them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so of course you'll be seeing me wear. I'm debating if I should wear my Bigfoot event T-shirt, or I got other ECBRO T-shirts. I got two. I'm wondering if I should wear one of them instead. I don't know. That's another thing. Everybody who has actually bought shirts from me. I got them in a box. I got some of them laid out right now, and I have not separated them. They did not give me a list. I was hoping when they sent them to me, they were going to have names and with quantities and sizes. They didn't do that to me. I got to go look backtrack on my emails and find out who bought what.
Or I got a tank top, just letting you know. I can't wait to get it.
Okay, that's probably the one I was trying on. No, just
at night last night with my sexy shoes.
There'll be a video on YouTube later.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of, what's his name? Tom Cruise. Oh. And that old movie where he's sliding across the floor in his underwear.
Oh, honey.
Oh, Lord.
That'll get people coming to the door, Danny. You better put that up.
So yeah, what I think I may be doing is everybody knows you. If somebody presents themselves and say, "Hey, I'm so and so, I bought a shirt," such as I know who, I'll know who they are. Because I know what I bought. I got to pull out what I bought. I bought like three shirts myself, 3 or 4 shirts. I got to look in them because actually I already got one of mine pulled aside. Because I have my regular event T-shirt that I had designed for the event. And I also have a white polo shirt that I designed separately for myself. It's a white polo, and it has my one of my other design logos I put on it. It's got the tomahawks going crossing over, and then it's got the it says ECBRO Research Team Field Unit. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Hold on. I'm looking right at it. I'll go grab it real quick.
I think he forgot he was on the radio, Jen.
Right? He's just having a chat with us. That's kind of how it goes with our guests. It's just like a chat. It's very natural and back and forth and teasing because Danny likes to give it sometimes. He just doesn't like to take it back, I guess.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We said you might have forgotten you were on the radio as you're walking away getting a T-shirt to show us.
I'm sorry. No, I know this will probably appear backwards to you guys anyway, but this is the logo right here.
Oh, nice.
EC Barrow Research Team field unit with a whole bunch of Bigfoots. That's nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, those Bigfoot silhouettes, what they were all single, separate ones. And, of course, you know, on the computer, I designed them using Photoshop. You know, you got to love Photoshop. So that's how I managed. I put them together and took this here. This actually symbol was something that was just a plane. I actually had filled it in with a dark color, and yeah, so I basically used different pieces of whatever, and yeah, so I'm sorry.
It's all good.
We enjoy it. We love it.
I'm just impressed that you know how to use Photoshop.
Yeah, I just did it for the first time, and it was crazy hard.
Yeah, Jenna was trying to redo it, do something at work, and she's like, I have a brand new appreciation for what you do.
Oh my gosh. It's so hard. It's like you need to take like a master class on it.
Yeah. I'm like, just wait till I get off work. I'll get it done.
Hey, do you guys know a Chastity Frank?
I don't think so, but
sounds familiar.
Does it sound familiar to you?
Somewhat, yeah. Maybe it's just a first name.
Well, it's funny because, you know when you add new people, you accept a friend request, and then eventually they'll say hi to you, you know. First the person started off saying hi, and I didn't respond right away. So 20 minutes later, they said, since I didn't reply back to them saying hi, they said, I'm not a stalker, just a fan, LOL. I said, well, aww. Okay.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's what it said. Right there. I said, okay, hello.
Future girlfriend.
I'm not a stalker.
I can't keep up with them all, Janet.
Oh, you got a lot of women on your back, huh?
I'm not a player. I just, never mind. Yeah,
take a number. There's a line for men right here.
I think you need to get one of those little cards with numbers on them and start giving them out. Yes. You're number one, number two, number three.
Well, where's my little black notebook?
I think he's forgetting that he's on the radio and everybody.
It's all your fault. No, you girls do this. You guys get me going. All your fault. You guys are a curse. So.
You know, we were talking when you were gone that, you know, this is how it is when we're on the radio with people. It is like a conversation, and that's so fun. That's part of the fun of the show.
So,
just
like eavesdropping on a private conversation.
They are.
Well, you know, it's funny because when I had Ron Moorhead on my show, a few nights ago, you know, we got into a very serious discussion. But, you know, he shared a lot of information on what he's doing and explained a lot of stuff. But I was actually very impressed with Ron. He was actually having fun with the show. He actually was laughing about stuff. You know, we were able to joke and stuff. I was like, I got so comfortable with him, talking to him, and just, you know, I was very impressed how laid back he really was. You know,
I really enjoyed that show. I didn't listen to it live, but I did catch it later.
Oh yeah, it's like Dr. Jeff Meldrum. I mean, I was blown away when I first got to meet him in person. You know, the man held a conversation with us. Very easy to talk to, answered questions on the spot. You know, didn't try to avoid nothing. You know, I mean, I mean, here we are. We're used to seeing this man on documentaries, you know, always in a serious sense, you know. But, you know, people, you know, it's amazing. Once you get to know somebody and get to feel them out, you'd be surprised. You'll actually see a different side of them that you didn't know that really was there, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing. So,
I agree.
Yeah.
It's good. I can't wait to visit with Ron Moorhead. I just got to say.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to visit with him. And I've been talking about him a lot, and Jenna can agree and say yes, she has, because I made her look up all the sounds of his Sierra sounds that he recorded of the Bigfoot sounds, and especially the Samurai one.
That was pretty cool.
Will he be playing those during the presentation at the ECBRO Virginia Bigfoot Conference this weekend?
Be honest with you, I did not ask him.
Daniel.
But I think he may. I don't know. He will have them with him. He will have them with him. But now keep in mind, he has these downloaded and on his website. They are for sale.
Oh, they are
for sale.
Yeah, if well, they got the book with audios and stuff with him. He's got one of his books was complete audio. He's got different things. If you go to his website, ronmoorhead.com, you'll see what he's got for sale. He does sell a few different things. I know he'll be selling his books, and I think he's got a book with a complete audio set and all that good stuff. But
well, I hope you told him that. I know that I told you before that I'm really excited to meet him and visit with him. Did you tell him that?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you? You gotta tell him that, so he's expecting you.
I might have told him I was excited to be meeting him.
Oh my god, and somebody knows I'm not a stalker. I'm just Jen from the She Squatchers.
I'll tell you what, when he's at his booth, I'll escort you over there. Ron.
You lost your mind there.
Yeah, I did. I didn't know what I was going to say.
That's okay. It's going to be a good time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And you know what? To all the listeners out there, I got to say, do you know who is trying to get there? He's trying really hard to get there. Oh my gosh.
Greg Yost.
Yes. Yes. Watch me. Yep. We're so excited.
Watch. He may show up and it may be a surprise. So.
Well, it won't be a surprise to us because he'll let us know he's on the way.
Oh.
But, but we won't tell. We won't tell Greg if you're listening.
Unless you want us to announce it. But
I know if he does come, if you find out he's coming, well, I hope. See, my mom's going to be part of the event. She's going to be helping out. She's going to be hanging out at my booth and stuff. So I was talking to her the other day, and so I guess she agreed to come in there and help me watch my booth while I'm all over the place and everything. Because my daughter's going to be there, but we got to think, you know, so not to embarrass my daughter, but, you know, as far as what I'm, you know, selling stuff, I was like, my mom made a good point. It's like, we both know Brianna don't know how to count money. I was like, no. I said, Mom, well, come on out there, you know, it's a. So, you know, I know my mom ain't going to mess up. She used to do taxes. So.
That's good. Your mom, so, I love to meet your mom and your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of your daughter online. She looks like a sweetheart.
Yes.
So, I'm hoping my dad, he better be coming out there. He knows, So, yeah, if he comes out there, I know he's going to be, especially if Greg comes out there, Greg Yost, you know, because I know they've chatted a few times online. And
have you met Greg?
I have not, no. But,
oh, you're going to love him.
You are in for a treat.
Yes, you are.
He has some really cool photographs that he brings along.
Yeah,
we got to go camping with him.
Oh, my gosh. It rocked. Well, rock and roll, man.
He took us to his camp spots.
Yeah.
And then he took us on a hike and a couple of hikes, actually, in different locations there. And then he had made us a fire, and then we had some supper together, and then he went home. And we camped there, just Jenna and I, all alone, where there were no other people that anywhere.
Wow. Nobody. Like, nobody in this campground at all.
And it was just us. Talk about creepy.
Yeah.
But,
but it was fun. It was an awesome time.
We're already at the end of the show. Can you believe that?
Wow.
So I'm going to have to close it up here and just say, hey, Daniel, we're going to see you in just 2 days. Check it out online, everybody, at DanielBigfootCon.com, and come see us if you can. We're going to be speaking at 11 a.m. on Sunday, and we'll be there all day Sunday, too. And there's going to be some movies on Saturday night you can see, and you can meet us and check out all the really cool, awesome speakers and the stuff. So thank you, Daniel, for coming on the show. And thank you for tuning in. This is the Jerky Radio Show. Good night, everyone.
All right. Yeah, I was going to try to sneak in and throw in one last